After 2 months of back and forth about whether a rec center with public tennis courts should be built in Anchorage with grant money from the state legislature, the city assembly voted the idea down. But Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan has already introduced a new proposal. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has more.
Several options for what to do with the money meant for construction of the Northern Lights Recreation Center in the Turnagain neighborhood were introduced at Tuesday's assembly meeting, but none succeeded. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan introduced a new ordinance toward the end of the meeting. He explained his proposal at a press conference at City Hall.
I laid on the table an ordinance that, again, kind of reallocates funding out of the state grant in a level that I think is probably appropriate, and it leaves $7.2 million for the new multi-use sports facility, which was the amount of their original request in the legislature back in the spring.
Tennis supporters had the backing of Mayor Sullivan, but not the assembly. The Anchorage Tennis Association lobbied Juneau directly for the money to build the rec center. Then millions in funding, which the assembly did not request, was rolled into a $37 million allocation for city infrastructure maintenance. Some assembly members disagreed with the process. Some lawmakers said they were unaware they'd given money for the project. Mayor Sullivan said there was nothing wrong with it.
It's not uncommon for a group like the Alaska Tennis Association, a nonprofit, to go to Juneau and seek support to improve or add to municipal facilities. It happens all the time. So the complaints about the process, I think, are probably more political in nature and not probably logical in nature.
At Tuesday's assembly meeting, Assemblymember Amy Dembosky proposed an amendment that would have sent millions intended for the rec center back to Juneau. That failed. Measures introduced by Tim Steele and Bill Starr setting aside funding for the project also failed. Tennis supporters seemed baffled and disappointed after the votes. Originally, the mayor and the Alaska Tennis Association had discussed the possibility of $10.5 million for the project. The Tennis Association's original request was $7.2 million, though, says Alan Clendaniel, president of the Alaska Tennis Association.
7.2 is what the Alaska Tennis Association asked for when we started this project a long time ago.
Clendaniel says if he could do it all over again, his organization would have gone to the assembly, as well as the mayor.
In hindsight, I wish we'd done that. You know, we're a nonprofit board that generally tries to teach kids tennis and run tennis tournaments. And we just, you know, went straight to the legislature. I wish we'd gone to the assembly and had done that. You know, it's probably our lack of sophistication in how the capital budget process worked.
Clem Daniel says he's hopeful that at least one assembly member will switch sides on the issue and allow it to pass. Public testimony on Sullivan's new proposal is set for the next regular assembly meeting, Tuesday, December 17th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.